Okay, let's dive in. Picture this. You see something
Wow.
crawling, maybe spiders, maybe ants, just, where they shouldn't be in your house. And you think, right, time to call the pros. They come, they spray, things seem better.
Hopefully.
But then maybe they come back. And that's when you start digging out that paperwork, thinking about the warranty, the fine print.
And the fine print is exactly what we're getting into today. We've got this document here from Southern Pest Management, thanks to you, our listener, for sharing. It lays out their terms, warranties, what's covered, what's not, all the rules.
And just to be clear, this isn't some generic guide. We're focused entirely on this document from this company. Our mission really is to pull out the key stuff from these specific terms.
What do they actually promise?
No
Which
offense.
bugs are included? Which aren't? What do you have to do to, make sure any guarantee stays valid? And what about paying the service agreement itself?
Yeah, all those crucial details.
Think of it like we're using their document as a map for their services. We'll look at the guarantees for regular household pests, but also the specific conditions for trickier things like termites or, heaven forbid, bed bugs.
And maybe just as important, what they explicitly say they don't cover.
Absolutely.
So let's unpack it, starting with the basics, the General Pest Control Service. This document shows, well, two main ways you can engage with them, right? And they have different warranties.
That's right. You've got your one-time service. Just call them when you need them. Or
Okay.
you can sign up for their ongoing quarterly service agreement.
Right, a recurring thing. And the warranties are different lengths.
They are. If you just get that one-time service, the general pest warranty is good for 30 days.
30 days. But
But if you're on that quarterly agreement and it's active, the warranty after each quarterly visit lasts for 90 days.
okay, 30 for a one-off, 90 after each quarterly treatment. But I see something here about being 100% protected 365 days a year with the quarterly plan. How does that fit with the 90 days?
Good question. So the 365-day protection, that's the benefit of having the active quarterly agreement. It means if a covered pest issue pops up between your scheduled visits, you can call them for a free spot treatment.
Oh, okay. So the 90 days is like for the immediate results after a spray, but the 365s is the ongoing promise as long as you're current.
Exactly. It's about that continued relationship and access to service throughout the year, provided, of course, it's for something they actually cover under the general plan.
Got it. So if pests do come back within that warranty window, what exactly does the warranty give you?
The document says free spot treatments for any active covered insect issues.
Okay. Active and covered seem like the key words there. You have to actually see the bugs now, and they have to be on the covered list.
Precisely. Which leads us right into probably one of the most critical parts of this document, what is covered by the general service and what is specifically excluded.
This list seems really important because it tells you if a callback will be free or if it's going to be a whole different conversation, maybe costing more.
Definitely. So the document lists quite a few pests covered under the general service.
Let's see. Banded roaches, black widows, sow bugs, brown recluse spiders, American house spiders, camelback crickets, little black ants, acrobat ants, odorous house ants, pharaoh ants. It's a long list.
Keep going.
Okay, all beetles, fire brats, house crickets, centipedes, millipedes, earwigs, silverfish, common rodents, and then several types of roaches. American, oriental, smoky brown, and just plain brown roaches.
Okay, that feels like a lot of the common stuff people generally call about. Ants, spiders, crickets, some roaches.
Right. But here's where you really need to pay attention. The document is very explicit about pests that are excluded from that general warranty.
Even if they can treat them.
Yes, exactly. The
Sure.
treatment might be available, but it's not covered by the standard warranty terms. The excluded list includes wood-destroying insects, think termites,
Big one.
German cockroaches, bedbugs, fleas, yellow jackets, and fire ants. Wow, okay. So that general warranty covers your everyday nuisance bugs, but not the really destructive ones like termites. Or the ones notoriously hard to get rid of, like German cockroaches and bed bugs.
Correct. Or the aggressive outdoor ones like fire ants and yellow jackets.
That's a huge takeaway right there. Those specific, often tougher problems, they fall into different rules, likely meaning separate services, maybe different costs, and definitely different warranty conditions.
Precisely. The general warranty won't just automatically apply. They usually have their own set of requirements.
Which conveniently brings us to the next section in this document, the specific terms for some of those excluded pests. Let's start with fleas. They're excluded generally, but there's a whole flea warranty section here.
Right. And the process is different. For fleas, the document says you need the initial service plus a follow-up treatment 14 days later
Okay, two visits.
before you even qualify for a warranty. And then the warranty you get is only 30 days long.
And only for inside?
Yes, specifically interior areas only.
What about the yard? That's often where fleas start.
Good point. The document mentions exterior yard treatments for fleas are an option, but they come with no warranty at all.
No guarantee outside. Why not?
They cite environmental factors, weather, rain, conditions they can't control, basically. Shows their limits to what they can guarantee, especially outdoors.
Okay. Bed bugs. Another one people dread. Excluded from general, but specific terms apply.
Yes, and these terms are pretty involved. For bed bugs, it requires the initial service plus 2 monthly follow-up treatments.
Two. So 3 visits total.
3 visits, yes. And those follow-ups are at a discounted rate, according to the document. It's only after all 3 of those services that you become eligible for a 30-day warranty.
Wow, that's quite a process before any guarantee kicks in. What about mosquitoes? They're mentioned too.
Mosquitoes are interesting. The document is very upfront. No warranty provided, period.
None at all.
Nope. Again, they point to unpredictable weather and environmental conditions. They actually describe the service as just a population reduction program, not elimination.
So manage expectations there.
Definitely. Any follow-up treatments after the first one are offered at a discount, but no guarantee on the results.
And German cockroaches. They were also on the excluded list for the general warranty. Are they like bed bugs?
They are, yes. Same structure. Initial service, then 2 monthly follow-ups at a discounted rate, and then you qualify for a 30-day warranty.
So it seems for these really persistent pests, bed bugs, German cockroaches, this company requires a more intensive multi-step treatment plan before they'll offer even a short-term guarantee.
That seems to be the approach outlined here, yes.
Okay, let's shift to maybe the biggest concern for property owners, termites. There is a specific section on termite control and pre-treatment warranty.
Right. For termite treatments or pre-treatments like you'd get on a house being built, the document states there's a 1-year warranty from the date of the initial treatment.
1 year. What does that cover?
It covers free spot treatments if you find active termites within that 1-year period. They'll come back and treat those specific spots at no extra charge.
Okay. And you mentioned pre-treatments for new construction. Is there anything special there?
Yes. And this is really important. The document puts a specific responsibility on the builder.
Oh.
The builder has to schedule the final pre-treatment within 90 days of the structure being completed.
And if they don't?
If they fail to do that within the 90 days, the document says the warranty is void.
Wow. Okay, so that coordination is critical to keeping the termite warranty intact on a new build.
Absolutely. It also mentions that longer warranties might be available for certain types of termite treatments, like baiting programs or termidor treatments. But that seems to depend on the specific service purchased.
And just to be super clear, doing a general pest service doesn't automatically include a termite inspection for, say, buying or selling a house, right? Like those WDIR reports.
Correct. The document explicitly states that termite inspections, or WDIRs, wood destroying insect reports, are separate services. They cost extra and aren't part of the general pest control unless you specifically arrange and pay for them.
Good clarification. Don't assume it's included. Okay, we've talked about what's covered, for how long, and the special cases. Now let's talk about how you could lose that coverage. What can void the warranty or the whole agreement? Non-payment seems like an obvious one.
It is, and the document's very direct. Payment is due when the service is done. Bounce a check, that's a $35 fee, plus you're on the hook for any collection costs.
What about paying late?
If you have an outstanding balance, it's due in full within 30 days. After 30 days, they add a 10% finance charge to whatever you still owe.
And if it goes longer?
After 90 days, the document says the debt goes to collections. And it strongly implies that having an outstanding balance, especially one in collections, can jeopardize your agreement and any associated warranties.
Makes sense. But payment isn't the only potential issue, right? The document mentions something about the customer's responsibility for the property conditions.
Yes, this is a really interesting point. It says that if a technician points out conditions on your property that are, you know, helping the pests breed or find shelter, like maybe a leaky faucet attracting roaches or firewood stacked against the house attracting ants or termites, you're expected to correct those conditions. The document states failure to fix these conducive conditions can prolong the problem, and importantly, it may void any guarantee until you do fix them.
So basically, you need to do your part to help the treatment work, or the warranty might be off the table for that specific issue.
That's what it sounds like, yes. If I tell you fix the leak and you don't, and the roaches persist near the leak, they might not cover retreatment there under warranty until the leak is fixed.
Okay. What about things totally out of anyone's control, like a hurricane or something?
Here's a clause for that. It says liability and warranties can be voided if the company is prevented from doing their job by an act of God or other circumstances beyond their control. Pretty standard stuff, but it's in there.
Now, the quarterly service agreement, that ongoing plan, it has its own specific ways it can become void, doesn't it? Besides just not paying.
It does. Remember, the agreement is based on getting 4 services over 12 months. That locks in your price and the free callbacks.
Right.
The document says if you don't actually receive those 4 services within a 12-month period, they consider the quarterly agreement void.
Then what happens?
Any future services would go back to the initial service rates, which are likely higher, and you'd only get the standard 30-day warranty on those individual services.
Okay. And there was also something about them not being able to reach you?
Yes. If they can't get in touch with you to schedule your required quarterly visits for 2 cycles in a row, that's probably about 6 months, they also consider the quarterly agreement void. They'll take you off the plan. And again, future service is back to initial rates and the 30-day warranty. It kind of puts the onus on you to be reachable and schedule those appointments.
Right. You have to hold up your end of the scheduling. Mm-hmm. And just to reiterate that termite point quickly for new construction pretreatments, the builder missing that 90-day deadline for the final treatment also voids that specific termite warranty.
Exactly. So different things can impact different guarantees.
Okay. So beyond things that flat out void the warranty, there are some really important exclusions and limitations baked into these terms that everyone needs to know about.
Yes, and this is probably one of the biggest ones. The document states it twice in different sections. It says very clearly, all warranties do not include warranty against past, present, or future damage to structures or contents.
Let's pause on that. That's huge. They treat the pests.
Right.
But they are not guaranteeing against or paying for any damage those pests might have already caused or could cause later to your house or your stuff.
Exactly. They're not responsible for fixing termite damage or replacing furniture damaged by, say, carpet beetles. Unless.
There's an unless.
Yes. Point 9 mentions liability for damage to property is limited only to situations caused by the gross negligence of their technician during the service.
Mm.
So if the tech accidentally breaks something while working, that might be covered. But the damage the pests did, that's on you.
That is a critical distinction. What other key exclusions are listed?
Well, it confirms that treating any insects or rodents not on that covered pests list for the general service will cost extra.
Makes sense.
It also states they don't accept liability for loss, damage, injury, or death to animals, livestock, birds, goods, or damage to equipment or properties.
Hmm.
Again, unless it's due to their technician's gross negligence.
Okay.
And they also note that all the products they use are applied according to the instructions on the product label. Standard practice, but they state it.
Okay, let's quickly touch on some of the practical details the service logistics mentioned in the document. What's the standard area they treat in a general service?
It describes the standard scope as treating the interior, treating an exterior barrier that goes 25 feet out from the foundation.
25 feet, okay.
And treating the crawl space. They'll also treat attics if there's, you know, reasonable access.
What if you need more? Like, what if you have a detached garage or a big yard where pests are a problem beyond that 25 feet?
That's considered outside the standard scope. The document says there's an extra charge for treating beyond the 25-foot barrier or for treating additional buildings like a shed or garage.
Do you get a discount if you do it at the same time as your regular visit?
Yes, they mention a discounted rate if you add those extra areas during your scheduled service. But here's a really important catch.
Uh-oh.
While they can treat yards, outbuildings, and what they call other structures, those areas are explicitly not covered by the warranty.
Ah, so you can pay extra to treat the shed, but if the spiders come right back, that specific treatment isn't guaranteed for a free revisit.
That's exactly what it implies. Any extra trips needed just for issues outside that standard 25-foot zone will also cost extra. And they mention a minimum service charge overall of $50.
Good to know. What about needing service outside of normal 9-to-5 hours? Weekends or evenings?
Night and weekend services. They'll do them, but there's an additional service charge. And critically, if you're calling for a free warranty callback, those are only done during normal business hours.
So if you have a warranty issue flare up Friday night, you're likely waiting until Monday during business hours for the free callback.
Seems like it, based on this.
Appointment times, are they exact?
No. The document says they're estimates. They will try to call you if they're running significantly late because of traffic or you know, acts of God.
Standard stuff. Okay. What if someone only wants the outside treated? Does that count as a full service under the agreement?
Yes. According to this document, an outside-only service is considered a complete treatment.
But what if you then decide you need the inside done too?
They offer a bit of flexibility there. It says an inside service is available at no extra charge for up to 60 days after you've had an outside-only service.
Okay, that's handy. How about canceling? Is it hard to get out of the agreement?
Actually, it sounds very straightforward. The document explicitly says the service agreement is not a contract. Yeah. And it can be canceled anytime by either you or them with no prior notice needed.
How do you cancel?
You have to call a specific phone number, 704-815-6003, during their business hours, which are listed as 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., to cancel and get taken off the call list.
Simple enough. Is there anything else about ending the service?
Just a small practical point about rodent bait. It mentions they have to follow state law, which apparently requires them, as the pest control operator, to remove any rodent bait they placed if the agreement is terminated.
Ah, okay. Cleanup detail.
Right. And it also clarifies the agreement stays active until they actually receive that cancellation notification. And one last thing.
Yes.
They explicitly state that Southern Pest Management reserves the right to refuse or cancel service to anyone without having to give an explanation.
Okay, they retain that right. And looking at the bottom, we see revision dates 2014 and then updated late 2022.
Yeah, it shows these terms aren't set in stone forever. They can and do get revised. So the version you have when you sign up, or the most current one, if you're an ongoing customer, is the one that matters.
Okay, so we've really gone through the weeds of this document. Let's pull back. After all that detail, what does this deep dive into Southern Pest Management's terms really mean for you, the listener, dealing with pests?
Well, I think the biggest thing is managing expectations, right? Understanding these details helps you know what you're actually getting. It clarifies which pests should get a free callback under warranty and which ones, like, say, bedbugs or outdoor fleas, involve a whole different process, maybe extra costs and very limited guarantees, if any.
Yeah, and that point about damage is huge. Knowing the warranty is about retreating the pests, not fixing the damage they caused, is critical.
Absolutely. And it also highlights your responsibilities paying on time, fixing those leaky pipes or wood piles if they tell you the things you need to do to keep that warranty valid. It really just underscores why taking a few minutes to actually read the fine print can save a lot of confusion or frustration down the line.
It really does. You know, looking closely at just this one company's terms shows how much complexity can be packed into what seems like a simple service agreement. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? How much important stuff might we be missing in other service agreements we sign or click agree to just because we don't take the time to understand the specifics?
That's a really good question. Something to definitely think about next time you're faced with that wall of text in the terms and conditions.
Indeed. That's our deep dive for today.